Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning and welcome to the Corpus Christi Cathedral. We welcome those of you who have been joining us from home back in person here in the cathedral, and those of you who must continue to join us from home because of your health or other circumstances. We continue to welcome you virtually and thank you for joining us on this wonderful Solemnity of All Saints. Please join with us in singing, and please join all of you here in the cathedral singing our entrance hymn with our celebrant, the Most Reverend Bishop Movey. Please stand and join in For All the Saints.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with
you. Good morning, my sisters and brothers. It's so wonderful to see you here this morning and joining together as a Catholic Christian community around the Word of God and the Eucharist, the two mainstays of our spiritual life throughout the day. I also want to welcome those who are still watching and streaming because of health issues or other circumstances. We certainly understand and are happy that you're with us this morning watching. Today is a wonderful day, the Feast of All Saints, the saints that have names, the saints that are in our windows, but the saints that walked among us in our families, in the grocery stores, in our pews here in the cathedral and other places. We are all called to be saints. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, by whose gift we venerate in one celebration the merits of all the saints, bestow on us, we pray, through the prayers of so many intercessors, an abundance of the reconciliation with you, for which we earnestly long. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another angel come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels, who are given power to damage the land and the sea. Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of God. I heard the number of those who have been marked with the seal, 144,000 marked from every tribe of the Israelites. After this, I had a vision of great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshiped God, and exclaimed, "Amen, blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these wearing white robes, and where do they come from?" I said to him, "My Lord, you are the one who knows." He said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, what we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure, and he is pure. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O
Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely, because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends, we are all, no one excluded, called to be saints. In the letter to the Thessalonians, St. Paul wrote, "The will of God is your sanctification." That's what God wants of us, to be holy as he is holy. The idea of holiness, the idea of being saints, seems to escape us so easily, especially when we look around at our world. But in our world, the stage is set for us to be saints. With the violence, the anger, the divisions, the slander against one another, even within the church, that's the stage. And it's in the midst of this that you and I are called to be saints, to stand out, not perfect by any means, but to stand out, to be different. It's our hour. And that is why St. John, in the beautiful letter of Revelations, he saw visions. He saw beyond what was in front of him, because he too was living in an era of persecution, of occupation from Rome. And yet, to encourage the Christians of his day, he said, "I saw a vision of a host of people sitting around the throne of the Lamb, who had washed their own lives in the blood of the Lamb, who followed Jesus Christ." It's from that image we can see the root of this feast day of All Saints. You see, if we only see what's in front of us, if we only give in to the despair that we may experience around us, we lock ourselves in to a negativity. And yet you and I are called, as people of hope and faith, to see beyond. St. Paul also reminded us that our homeland is not here. It's not all here, brothers and sisters, because we have a soul that's eternal. And we have to look up and beyond. We have to do what we can. We have to be involved in our world today, in all levels, to seek out peace and justice, but with hope and with the vision of what will come. And so, who are all the saints? Who are these people that we not only honor today, but that we look up to as brothers and sisters who inspire us to continue the journey of this life? They're simple people. They're in our midst. They're witnesses to patience. They're witnesses to kindness. In some situations, they could have been envious or jealous or even boastful, and yet they restrained themselves and didn't put themselves or exalt themselves first. They were not rude. They were not arrogant. They were selfless and not selfish. They did not insist on their own way, my way or the highway, but they were willing to be open enough to listen to other people, that God may speak through those that are not myself. They were not irritable or resentful toward others. They did not look at what was wrong in other people, but were happy to find what was good in everyone, and to find the truth in others in given situations. These were people who could bear with difficulties in their own life, who could bear with difficulties in the world around them without complaining or giving up. They are people who showed great faith, great hope, even when things seemed to not be able to be resolved. And I would say, in all of this, they were people who gathered for the Eucharist, to receive the gift that God has given to us in his body and blood, and to listen to his word and put it into practice in their life. If you recognize those characteristics, they're found in St. Paul's letter, first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, what we usually read at marriage ceremonies. It's meant for all of us to be patient and kind, etc., etc. They learned what it meant to love. Probably not day one, probably not with the first difficulty in life, maybe not even the 10th or the 20th, but over time, these brothers and sisters of ours learned what it means to love God through their devotion and love for him in prayer, in liturgy, in listening to the word, and they learned to love the neighbor. Yes, these are the people that we honor today, together with those whose relics we have here, whose pictures are in front of us, but perhaps their names, their faces will never be on a holy card in our missals or books. These people will probably never be sculptured into a statue, but regardless, they're important to us, especially today in all the difficulties worldwide and locally that we're going through. To remember that people have walked among us in times of trial, but have been victorious. I love a phrase that Pope Francis wrote, called them as he wrote the letter on holiness just recently. He called them middle-class saints. Not the highly exalted saints that we think of, but the middle class, like you and me. They did walk among us. They were brothers and sisters, our grandparents, perhaps our mothers or fathers. They were neighbors. We met them in the grocery store. We met them here in the parish. They were among us. And if we take time, and that is, I think, one of the purposes of today, to take time and think about what we found in other people, the people that were among us, that inspire us, and to see what was about them that makes me remember these people. Because they are still alive, we believe in the communion of saints, so they're still there. And today I would like to remember four, just in my own journey, and hopefully you will do the same at some point today. To think about those people in your own lives that you could point to and say, wow, they express one or two of the Beatitudes. I think of an elderly couple in a parish that I was in who showed up to everything together. And when they began to get much older and ill, I would visit them in the hospital. Depends who was in the bed at the time, because they both were. But the other one was right there. Never left the other one's side. Were they perfect? Probably not. Did they have trials through life? I would imagine so. But I could say that I found in these humble people a meekness in what the Beatitudes calls the poor in spirit. They were a pleasure to visit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven, and they have inherited the land. I remember a young couple in a parish, and unfortunately the wife left the husband and the children. And in the midst of that tragedy for the family, the husband picked it up and walked forward, raised the children himself, was involved in the local government, but did so eventually with a smile on his face. We could say, blessed are those who mourn, who have suffering in their life and yet carry that cross in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone who could live life with his head up and still today, and be an example to his family, example to his community, and certainly an example to me, as one who could joyfully take up life even in the midst of tragedy. I remember strongly a woman that I knew very, very well, whose husband in the midst of the Depression took his life and left her with three children. And in her own family, beyond her own children, taking care of them, she had a sister who had cancer. Her husband divorced him. Her brother was divorced with two children. And coming out of the Depression and in other difficulties, she not only looked after her own three children, but she was there for her sister, who was basically alone, taking care of her, always welcoming her brother's children into her home, being an example of deep prayer, devotion to the church, a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, an example of being merciful, and certainly one who was an example to her family. And I also remember a young couple preparing to be married, living together, as so often happens today, and being challenged to live a chaste life before you get married. And I remember that couple taking up that charge and separating in order to discover a new way of relating to one another prior to their marriage. And I remember that the woman returning one day and saying to me with tears in her eyes, "Thank you for challenging us to find what true love really means." To me, that couple was an example of the beauty of the clean of heart, and people who were insulted and persecuted for the decision that they made. All of these people I remember constantly in my own journey and in my own struggles toward holiness. But this is the beauty of being church, united, not divided, but united around the Holy Eucharist. No matter what political party we belong to, no matter what end of the spectrum I belong to, none of that matters in front of Almighty God. Because God, guess what, is the Father of each one of us. He loves each one of us, regardless of the tags or the labels that we put on each other. To be saints today, we need to help one another, coming from the beauty of the Eucharist, which is the sacrament of unity in our midst. And so is the war going on in our society, both physically and verbally? Yes, absolutely. But you and I are called to a higher standard, because you and I, like St. John in that cave on Patmos, sees a vision, that our true land, our true homeland, with the beauty that this country is, the beauty that this world is, but it will end. And our homeland is elsewhere, in front of Almighty God, who loves every human being in the womb, out of the womb, suffering, lost, sinful, everyone is loved by God. I would ask you with me just to take a moment to conclude with your eyes closed if you'd like. And let's just meditate again on the second reading from the letter of St. John. And to know that this is our destiny. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God. Yes, and so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. But we know that when it is revealed, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him, God, as He is. Everyone who has this hope based on Him makes himself pure as He is pure. Let us continue the battle, sisters and brothers. The battle is not done, and we are called to that beautiful life of holiness which is following Jesus Christ in those beautiful beatitudes that we have heard today. Let us profess our faith together. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. In one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear friends, recognizing that heaven is our true home, and we strive to lead lives in order to attain that home, let us now present to our Heavenly Father our own needs, but also the needs of our brothers and sisters.
For all priests and religious, may they continue to teach and model the virtues of the Beatitudes in order to inspire others to love and serve others, we pray to the Lord. For our civic and world leaders, that they may serve with humility, integrity, and compassion for all people, we pray to the Lord. For those who are suffering, may God's grace and the intercession of the saints and martyrs who suffered bring them comfort and consolation. We pray to the Lord. For all our seminarians who are discerning their vocation, that as we celebrate National Vocations Awareness Week, God may bless them with wisdom and fortitude. We pray to the Lord. For our community of Corpus Christi Cathedral, may the saints in heaven intercede on our behalf so we may continue to grow in our faith and love for Jesus. We pray to the Lord. For those who have died in a special way, Maria Ana Benavides,
Hector Tres Garcia III, Irma Perales, Julio R. Gomez, Frank Garza Jr., Mr. and Mrs. Tony Science, Isabel C. Mejia, Helen Hurtado, Elaine Gomez, Mary Lou Valdez, and for the deceased members of the Hagelin family, and for those lives who were lost due to an act of violence in Nice, France, may they experience the never-ending joy in heaven in the company of the angels and saints. We pray to the Lord. And for those intentions, we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Let us pray with our hearts that on Tuesday, with the results of the election locally, nationally, statewide, that we will be people of integrity and peace. We pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, hear our prayers today and grant that one day we too may share in the heavenly banquet with all your saints through Christ our Lord. Brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice and the praise
May these offerings we bring in honor of all the saints be pleasing to you, O Lord, and grant that just as we believe the saints to be already assured of immortality, so we may experience their concern for our salvation. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today, by your gift, we celebrate the festival of your city, the heavenly Jerusalem, our Mother, where the great array of our brothers and sisters already gives you eternal praise. Towards her, we eagerly hasten as pilgrims advancing by faith, rejoicing in the glory bestowed upon those exalted members of the Church, through whom you give us, in our frailty, both strength and good example. And so we glorify you with the multitude of saints and angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim. Created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people your Son has gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. And to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress. As we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace, I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
I'm Father Pete Alisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.